Pomegranate duty. The times come round again. Blind pomegranates shine in their cellar bin like tawny Tuscan wine. Peeling and rinsing will steal my afternoon. I try to put them off, but they will have me very soon shucking glassy citadels out of their stiff leather jackets, flushing black seeds away and stuffing plastic packets row on row until the hinges of my freezer door complain against my labour and won't take any more. What is it? I ask myself. There must be a reason beyond my father and the turning of the season. And why the urgency, this itching in the blood? It's not the taste. You could hardly call them food. Yet here's my father again, in the same old patch of sun, hunched over, halving and scooping, one by perfect one, sucking his corn cob pipe, though it's long sputtered out, insisting that I join him, grunting against his gout. And then he's off, and I'm alone with the radio, hoping this time the fruit will walk toward me. Although they seem quite deaf to any wish of mine, they simply squat. I guess it's up to me. Easing myself from the spot where all decisions are made as the falling days go round between my lowbrow ceiling and the all-too-solid ground, I clomped down the cellar stair, take the top one in my hand. I close my eyes and turn it very slowly. It's cooler than the wind. I can almost hear the small sea that washes under its rind.